We are approaching the All-Star Game, baseball's midseason. It's going to be a showcase for stars from the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs and other teams. But one of the hottest teams in baseball is sending just two players who will not be starting. The team is the Tampa Bay Rays, and one of the people who's been watching them is Buster Olney. He's a senior writer for ESPN Magazine. He's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got to tell you, I can name Andy Pettitte, the Yankees pitcher who shut out the Rays last night, but I can't name a single Tampa Bay player without thinking about it.
Yeah, they're very much an unknown team. If you think about this, the entire Tampa Bay roster makes less money than the left side of the Yankee infield. Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, between the two of them, make about $49 million, and the entire Rays team makes about $41 million. So it's not a well-known nor a well-paid team.
Although for that $41 million, you can get a team apparently at the moment that is ahead of the Yankees and ahead of the Red Sox, ahead of everybody.
Yeah, and they're certainly not in keeping with their history. I mean, this is a team that has never won more than 70 games, has finished out of last place once in its 10-year history. As we're speaking, they've actually won as many games, 55, as they did the entire 2002 season. So they're certainly not in keeping with their history. They remind people a lot of the 1969 New York Mets.
Oh, who came out of nowhere to win the World Series. Could this be a fluke?
I don't think it is. There were people within the game who absolutely saw this great collection of talent that Tampa Bay had gotten together. You know, the question was, how quickly would it come together? And right from the beginning of spring training, when they had an incident with the New York Yankees, a bench-clearing brawl, and once the season started, they had another bench-clearing brawl with the Boston Red Sox, it has the feel of a team that's on the rise, that's, you know, extending its elbows and nudging them into the ribs of these great superpowers that they play against.
Well, I want to know where these players came from. Is this a team that, rather than doing it Yankee style, assembling the most expensive free agents you can find, they've actually grown their players through the farm system?
That's exactly right. Most of their players are drafted and developed within their own organization. And it's interesting because, you know, as the Yankees are moving forward in what has been, to this point, a disappointing season, they're trying to emulate the way that the Rays are now building their team. So other teams are going to school on what the Rays are doing this year.
Buster Olney, thanks very much.
Thanks, David.
He's a senior writer for ESPN Magazine.